Rip it with
I think we're ready.
Noodle.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
3, 2, 1, 0.
Did we get that?
There's a start.
Welcome to Washington, D.C. You're at Ground Zero.
He-Man.
Go
Hi, I'm your host, Dr. John, and I'm here with
RT Madness.
And
the Ripper.
And on lead guitar, we've got He-Man. Woo! It's good to be back, guys.
That's right, Dr. John. Hey, what's happening?
What the heck are we going to be doing this time?
I'm band in studio.
The tribute. I think we're going to be reviewing at least one game this time, right, guys?
Oh,
that's right, Dr. John.
It's one of them desert comics.
It's something like a modification of Battlefield 1942.
Oh, it's a mod, Doc. It's a mod.
It's called Desert Combat, and it's pretty dang cool. If you play Battlefield 42 and you haven't played Desert Combat, you've got to give it a try. It's a free download and one heck of a fantastic game. Upgrades all your weapons and your
name. Disaster.
Ah, love those tanks.
810.
I need air cover.
So stay tuned for the next edition of
He's the Ripper.
Ground Zero. Roger that. Take it away, D-Man.
Away we go.
Oh, D.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
How would you?
Come on, do it, baby. All right. A little solo for me. Come on.
Passion lady, passion lady, give up your vows, give up your vows. Yeah, you gotta eat cha cha choo chong, pong pong pong. You gotta roll, 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 you gotta thrill my soul, alright. Roll, 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 to thrill my soul, you gotta hump, pop, a lula, bong, con, con, you gotta eat, chalula, lila, pop, a lula, lila, chomp, chu, chomp, eat some pop, yeah, right.
Welcome everyone to our real-time review of Desert Combat. We're going to have RT Madness introduce the game for you. Take
That's
it away.
That's right, Dr. John. Thank you very much. We're going to start off with a little rock and roll to get you in a rock and roll mood. You know, get a little fragging action here. All right, take it away. We got D-Man on guitar, Dude Walker on the
Tiger Tank.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Yeah. Hit it, D-Man. I said instant need came all over me. Wanna buy a computer just as fast as it can be. Doc's got a system, pretty darn hot. Super fast, super cool, baby, 12 o'clock. Voodoo graphics to blow you away. Wanna buy Doc's computer, gonna buy today. That kick gas gear, buy your computer right here. That's right, for some good bragging action in Desert Combat, Doctor. Tell us about this game, Dr. John. Do some real-time review.
Desert Combat, modification of Battlefield 1942, Game of the Year, and actually one of the best games I've ever played. What do you think of this game, DW?
Well, actually, I think it is one of the best games I've ever played, too. Actually, I've got a little tip for our audience tonight. El Alamein map, and you are on the opposition team, you can jump into the Scud and
that's right, bud.
Take out the enemy airport, Doc.
That's essential.
Without even having a scout call in the fire, you line up at about a 30-degree angle, isn't it, DW, on the...
repair pad.
Yeah, when you pop into the Scud launcher, you get into the thing and you go to about a 20-degree angle on that repair pad right in front of you. Aim over. What is it? A radar tower or a bunker on the hill there?
There's a radar tower at the top of the dune.
Dr. Job, I'm telling you, there's like 35 devastating vehicles. You can wield over 20 authentic weapons. It's pretty good, Dr. John. Multiplayer action? Hey, gonna blow you away.
Well, Desert Combat is a complete remake of Battlefield 42 in the fact that you get basically all new updated weapons.
I love it.
For U.S. versus Iraq. In a desert storm kind of milieu. It's really kind of nice. You have the M1A1 Abrams, A10 Warthog. And my favorite,
the Bradley, Dr.
The Bradley.
John. Oh, wicked, wicked, Omar. Woo! It's gonna blow you away. It's got what, a 30-millimeter cannon?
Something like that. Depleted uranium. What do you think, Dude Walker?
That's his favorite.
Well, you've stumped me, Doc. I've been trying to stay alive on the internet play here.
Internet play.
What exactly is the question?
What do you think about the Bradley?
The Bradley is one of the most devastating weapons in the game. However, if you can fly a helicopter effectively, I would say that the air superiority rules in this game.
AH-64.
Absolutely.
Snow Bunny.
Not only that,
here.
But the Russian helicopter is also devastating.
What you
yes,
gonna say?
Absolutely. Not only that, the Hind is also a troop transport, so you can shoot a flock of troops over to that air. Spawn point that you're trying to capture.
Well, it was a nice week, Dr. John. I want to say thank you from our Rockin' Richie down in Tampa Bay.
Roger that.
And we hope to do another Ground Zero show and hear you on the internet and hope you're doing all right, playing combat, battlefield, and kick-ass gear and drinking beer. And Voodoo Graphics gonna blow you away.
Let's go!
All right.
Voodoo, didn't they go out of business?
Thank you very much. Voodoo, you do. Voodoo. Me too.
Wow!
Desert Combat is available as a free download at desertcombat.com.
Welcome, everyone, to our real-time review of Rally Trophy.
That's right, Doc. It's Rally.
A little dirt in your face, D-Man.
I'm here with the Ripper and D-Man.
That's right. It's the D-Man and the Rip.
So, how are you guys doing today?
The Ripper and the D-Man and Doc.
I'm not sure how far
Rally Trophy
we have
by, who is it, Bugbear and Joe Wood.
Joe Wood.
All right. Well, let's try racing here in multiplayer mode.
We're ready to start the race.
Three, two, there goes the count.
Russia, go.
Zero, go.
Off we go.
Alright! How'd you like the graphics, guys?
Early lead.
Pretty good, Doc. I like it so far. I have no idea where the rip is, except it'd probably
be behind you.
About to run me over, folks.
I want to get the view of you hitting that tree, dude.
Watch. I'm not going to. He's going to definitely smash. Oh, look at him. Up.
Whoa! Was that a tree?
I missed the tree, you guys. Didn't you see? Look, I'm right on Rip's tail.
Nah.
That's it. Instant recovery in this game, folks. Pretty good feature, I'd say. Especially when you're as bad as me.
Well, I'll tell you. Probably.
I'll so what do you think, Doc? You like this game?
I like the graphics a lot, and the physics on the cars are great.
Right.
The tracks are fun. I wouldn't say that the tracks are spectacular, but the tracks are good.
Seem pretty good to me, Doc.
It's the sliding I like, Doc. The control of it. You can really feel the front wheel drive
grab
the road.
And the trees, Doc. The trees are a lot of fun.
Flying demon.
Right, you pick one out, you kind of run right into them, and you're right back in the race.
Damage is obviously turned off, Doc.
That's right. And you can. That's one good thing about this game. Right now, they're playing in multiplayer mode in arcade mode, which means that basically you can do just about anything without dying.
What would you rate this game, Doc, in smiley face?
Oh, well, we'll have to get into some more details before we get to that point, D-Man.
That's right, Doc.
First, let me just say that I like the amount of customizability. You can do all sorts of different things with this game. We haven't even tried them yet. You can do full rally mode, which of course means you're just racing against like ghost cars, because in rallies, you don't race against other guys, you race against time. And so that is fully supported in the game.
That's right, Doc, the clock's ticking.
In arcade mode. Right, in arcade mode, you get to play against other artificial players, or in multiplayer mode, against other real players.
Oh, not a bad feature there, Doc.
Oh, left Ripper's up against the tree. No reverse. No reverse.
How many laps is this game, Doc?
It's a three-lap race as the default minimum. You can go up to quite a few laps if you want.
And how do I know how far behind Rip I am?
I know I'm 13.92 seconds behind you.
Behind me?
Yes, it flashes every time you go
past the
time.
Just let me decorate a couple of these trees with my front end, and you'll be right up to me.
Yeah, we'll try and catch you there. We'll have to 14 seconds.
Probably ain't going to take long.
Now, one thing that I don't like about this game is the separation of the multiplayer and single-player modes. It basically sort of forces you to go out of one and restart the game to go into the other. That's kind of irritating. That should have been integrated into a sort of a seamless one-program kind of thing. What else?
Good idea, Doc.
I really don't like the fact that the copy-protected CD has to be in the computer to start the game, which means if you're on a LAN and you've got one copy, you've got to play past the disc.
Disc-O-Rama.
And yeah, and you got to do it over and over and over again each time you restart a new multiplayer game, so it's very frustrating.
That's right, Doc, and 8-Ball is one step behind in this one. That's the Ripster, folks. In case you didn't know, the Ripster's car, it's the Big 8-Ball.
Well, that's pretty unusual when the D-Man beats the Ripper.
Sometimes known as getting a nut.
So I guess I'm going to have to rate this game pretty high, guys. I'll give it perhaps as much as, what do you think? I'll give it a 4.5 out of 5. As a matter of fact, I'll go a little lower. 4.2 out of 5 smiley faces. And those irritation factors of the disc and the multiplayer game being a distinct, separate game you have to restart every time.
What's with that network connection sometimes, Doc? Yeah, got a pretty good thing going on. Yeah.
It does. It craps out. The multiplayer craps out if you're doing a championship after about, 6 to 8 races. What do you think, Ripper? How do you rate this one?
Oh, I'll give it a 4, Doc. It's definitely a fun game. I mean, I've been through about 13, 14 of the racetracks. All enjoyable. You know me. I love multiplayer. Racing against my buddies.
What do you think, D-Man?
I like the game, Doc. I give it a 4.5. Almost up with Porsche there. It's just a little different style.
And a little glitchier. That's the only problem. I think they need to work on like a version 1.1 patch or something like that. And that ought to do it.
What would you pay for this game, Doc?
Oh, let me see. What did I pay for this? I think I paid $39.95, and guess what? That's about what I'd pay for it. I might even go to $45 if I was forced to, but I'd really like to see that patch.
Is this a follow-on to another game, Doc?
Not that I
know of. An earlier rally game?
Not from Joe Wood, not that I know of, not from Bugbear that I know of.
All right.
Well, thanks for joining us on our real-time
review. Ground Zero.
Oh.
Of Rally Joby.
By Joe Wood.
That's right, folks. What a racing game.
And no comment.
No.
Have you seen the bones of the Ripper? Have you seen the bones of him now? I saw the bones of the Ripper. I said he is dead. Oh, who shot the Ripper? Who shot him now? Ripper shot the Ripper. Johnny Handsome did. They said Auntie Maggie, he was a kid. Who shot the Ripper? Huh. Somebody did.
You're so perceptive, Dr. John.
Alright, I'm gonna see if I can team kill this guy.
It's for you! Yep. Pick up the phone, lay a brain.
Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine! Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine!
Hi! Dr. Howard speaking, I'm fine! Hi, I'm fine!
Hey, look, you do the editing later.
I'm done here. Now.
I'd like to thank you all for joining us again at Ground Zero. It's been a long time. It's good to be back. We're back by unpopular lack of demand. Tune in again next time if you're crazy enough for more news, views, and real-time reviews. Thanks again for joining us, folks. We'll see you again next time. I'm Dr. John.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. That was our show.